The theme for today comes from the beginning of the first part of today's gospel. Ask and you will receive, so that your joy may be complete. Humingi kayo at kayo ay tatanggap upang malubos ang inyong kagalakan. Quite a beautiful theme, quite a beautiful thing to ponder. Now I know that Jesus says a lot more in this gospel than this one line that we've picked out. So it's important to keep it in the context. Here is Jesus at the Last Supper. He's speaking to his apostles. This is like the last chance he has to explain things to them. And he speaks about a lot of things. He speaks about the glory that is to come. He speaks about the sufferings. He speaks about the Holy Spirit whom he will send. He speaks about his relationship with the Father, and there's a lot. But let's just focus on this one line: ask and you will receive, so that your joy may be complete. It's appealing to us because it sounds to us right away like we get what we ask for and we have complete joy. And who wouldn't want that? Who wouldn't want to get what they ask for? And after all, if we get everything we ask for, well then, our joy will be complete. So it makes sense to us. But think for a moment about people who get everything they ask for. Sometimes it's not a very appealing picture. You think of these super rich people, celebrities. They have more money than they can possibly spend. And sometimes they decline into a life of self-indulgence and self-centeredness and laziness. And they fill themselves up with everything that they like, and they become basically miserable. That's why very often people, when you look at these rich people, they don't, in order not to live in that kind of miserable self-indulgence, they always come up with more things to do, more projects. People who are successful in business, well, they keep on starting new businesses and starting new projects because they're not yet complete. They're not yet filled up. Their joy is not complete. Hindi pa malubos ang kagalakan nila. Diba? That's why they want to put on another movie, or they want to sing another song, or put out another album, or start another project, or start a foundation to help people. Because there's something that they feel still not finished, and they want to do more. The reason I mentioned the example of this kind of people is because it tells us that no matter how much we get in this life, our joy will not be complete simply by getting more things or doing more things. So Jesus can't be talking about getting everything that we ask for in this life. All the money that we want, all the things that we want, all the accomplishments that we want to do. That, even if we get it all, even if we have more than we can possibly spend, our joy will still not be complete. One thing we learn from this line of Jesus, ask and you will receive, is that our happiness is not a self-made project. We don't get complete joy by accomplishing it ourselves. We have to ask. That puts us in a position of receiving from God. It's a very important thing because part of us would like to accomplish everything ourselves, and we feel like asking is kind of a lowly position to be in. It is offensive to our pride. We want to do it ourselves. But that's the problem. We can't do it ourselves, and if we're attached to doing it all ourselves, we will never have complete joy, because we can never accomplish as much as what God can accomplish, as much as what God wants to accomplish in us. That's why ask and you will receive is very important. Because if we think that we will receive because of what we do, then we don't put ourselves in the right position before God. Now, in the other part of the gospel, Jesus explains that this asking has to be in his name. He says, whatever you ask the Father in my name, he will give you. Until now, you have not asked anything in my name. Now, what he means by that is our asking has to be in union with Him. We can't ask in opposition to the will of God. Well, we can, but it doesn't do us any good. Because if we set ourselves up against the will of God, well, then we're automatically eliminating the possibility of our complete joy. Our asking has to be in union with the will of God. Now, I know some people complain about that. They say, well, that kind of ruins it, doesn't it? I mean, that means we can't ask for anything we want anymore. We can only ask for things that God wants. But you see, that idea is all twisted up. Who knows best what will give us complete joy? God. We do not know what will give us complete joy. We don't know. So if we ask for things that we think are going to make us happy, but are outside the will of God, it won't work. Some of you were on the retreat we had in Lent, and we watched that movie about the man who was given divine powers. This very self-centered man was given by God all the powers. And so after a few days, he found himself being pestered by all these prayers, kept on bothering him. And so he went to his computer, remember, and he started answering all the prayers. And there were so many prayers, he got tired of it, and he said, he highlighted all of them, and then he said, yes to all, one button, yes to all. Remember that in the movie? And so everybody who prayed got what they asked for. And the result was chaos. Dissatisfaction, division, violence in the streets. And he was puzzled by this. I gave them everything they asked for, and they're still not happy. Well, that's because we don't know by ourselves. We don't know what will give us complete joy. God knows. That's why it's so important to start with ask and you will receive. Ask the Lord in His name. Unite ourselves with God so that what He gives us is what will give us complete joy. Now, so the first part is ask and you will receive. Yes, understood properly. The second part is so that your joy may be complete. Again, this is such an appealing idea to us. Complete joy. A condition where we don't need to ask for anything more because we have everything that we want. But that does not happen in this life. That's why I think it's good to reflect on the sad example of self-indulgent people. The more they try to fill themselves, the more unhappy they become. Self-indulgence, which seems like it would complete our joy, in fact only points out how incomplete we are on our own. And anytime we try to serve only ourselves, the fruit is exactly the opposite of what we want. We end up being more and more dissatisfied. You see, this dynamic happens in people who have addictions. Addictions, right? The addiction is, say, addiction to drugs, for example. They take drugs, they feel great. Then they start to feel bad, they say, I have to take more drugs. They say, well, then after the drugs wear off, they feel worse again. Then they have to take more. And the addiction cycle is that every time you want to have complete joy, you have to have more of what you're addicted to. And the result is, you end up have less joy than when you started. Complete joy. What is complete joy? That's God's plan for us. And that's God's gift to us. This brings us to where we are in this later stage of the Easter season. We're in the part of Easter where we are calling on the Holy Spirit. The Feast of Pentecost is 1 week from tomorrow. The Holy Spirit is God Himself. The Holy Spirit is the love of God. It is the gift of God. The Holy Spirit is the fullness of divine life. The Holy Spirit is the one in whom we receive the fullness of joy. So what we're praying for when we say, come Holy Spirit, is we're praying for what God wants for us to have anyway. We're opening ourselves to that gift, so that our joy may be complete. You see, our joy is complete when we have the fullness of God reigning in us. Our joy is complete when the Holy Spirit fills us thoroughly, when there's no obstacle to the will of God in us, That's when our joy is complete, because that's when God can do fully what he wants to do in us. Do you want to see an example of it? Look at the Blessed Virgin Mary. I know we honor Our Lady of Sorrows, but she's actually the most joyful person in the whole Bible, aside from Jesus. Why? Because there's no obstacle in her to the fullness of joy that comes from God. You remember her famous canticle? My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God, my Savior. My spirit rejoices in God. If we rejoice in God, then we can have complete joy. If we think that something else is going to be the cause of our joy or the source of our joy, it's not going to work. Okay, you see how much is included in this very short selection from the Gospel. Ask and you will receive so that your joy may be complete. You see a little image of it on the song sheet. You see, at first I didn't understand it, but there's a fellow there. We're looking down on him from above. And he looks like he's bowing down in prayer. And what's happening? The Holy Spirit is coming down upon him. So he's asking, or she, I don't know if it's a he or a she, but the person is asking. You can only see the top of the person's head. And then from above comes the Holy Spirit to fill him with complete joy. Humingi kayo, sabi ni Jesus, at kayo'y tatanggap upang malubos ang inyong kagalakan. Hallelujah.